Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Animal Shelter is closed due to an employee testing positive for COVID-19. A borough announcement says the shelter closed last night to allow time for contact tracing and deep cleaning of the facility, which is always closed on Monday and will reopen Tuesday for stray animal redemption and other appointments. Borough Chief of Staff Jim Williams says animals at the facility are being looked after.
We have a plan for a person to go in and get in there and make sure they're fed and watered and taken care of. And then if we could not use the drop-off kennels, that would be really helpful if you can just hold on to your pets a couple more days if you need to surrender an animal.
All shelter services, including adoptions, vaccinations, and microchipping, are suspended during the closure, but Williams says animal control officers are still available to respond to community calls. He says the owners of animals taken in as strays will not be penalized for the extra days their pets are at the shelter due to the closure.
If you had an animal picked up and it's in the shelter waiting to be picked up by an owner, for the days that we're closed, we'll go ahead and waive those fees. We just want to make sure people know their animals are safe.
Williams says owners of all of the animals currently at the shelter have been contacted. The public is encouraged to hold on to lost or found pets and to post photos of them on Facebook. Kenneth McCoy made history yesterday when he was appointed acting chief of the Anchorage Police Department. Alaska Public Media reports that at a news conference at police headquarters, McCoy said his appointment serves as a sign of hope.
For an announcement like this to be made on our 100th year that we're our first African-American chief is going to be at the helm is a very humbling and meaningful to me and to my family and to this community.
McCoy is currently the department's deputy chief. He's been with APD for nearly three decades. McCoy says his top priority is building and earning trust within the community. I'm Dan Bross.